Good morning. Today is Friday, the 25th of September, the seventh day of Tishrei. We are beginning the fifth parak of Mesillas Yesharim. Beberim afside azehiros var chakamehem. He is explaining the factors that detract from zehiros, from vigilance, fullness, varachakamehem, and how to avoid them. Hine, mafsida amidazos marchikahem shlosha. He says there are three factors that detract or get in the way of people accomplishing zehiros and distance a person from it. Ha'achad, huatipul vatirda olamis. The first, involvement and preoccupation with worldly matters. Hasheni, haschok va'alatzon. Second is schok and latzon. They translate here as levity and mockery. Hashlishi achevra hara, the third, is bad company. V'nedaber behen achad l'achad, and we will speak about them one by one. Hine atipo v'atirda kvar dibarim en l'mala. He already spoke before about the concept of being too preoccupied with worldly affairs does not leave time to think. Ki biyos ha'adam tarad b'nyanei aloma hine machshavos v'asuros b'zikei ha'masa asher aleihem. When a person is very involved and preoccupied with affairs of the physical world, his thoughts are bound by the chains of the burden that are upon them. What a beautiful phrase. Machshavosa basuros bezikei amasa asher aleihem. His thoughts are tied up. They're not his. V'yafshar lahem laseis lev al amasa. And he cannot, he just does not have the freedom, the capability to direct his thoughts to thinking about his actions. V'chacham maleh mashalem berosim zeh amru havem memayit be'esek v'asuk b'torah. Notice the Chazal do not talk about multitasking. It's very difficult. Your mind can't be in two places at once. Say Chazal in Avos, Mimayit be'esek v'asok b'torah. Okay, minimize, reduce your involvement in business endeavors, in affairs of the physical world, and v'asok b'torah, which it means involve yourself in Torah study and in Torah values. Kinei ha'esek mukhrachu l'adam l'tzarech panasaso. The eight says not, do not involve yourself at all in worldly affairs. Don't work at all. Because that's impossible. After Adam Arishon sinned, he was told, "Bezeya sapecha tochalachem." The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey says, "Harbe asu ki Rabbi Yishmael also biyadam." That means that viasafta deganecha, a person has to earn a parnasa. It's a mitzvah to earn a parnasa. Ach riboy ha'isek eino mochrach. But there's a point that you're doing too much. And that's what he's asking you to cut back on. He says, if a person is so occupied with his business that he doesn't have any room for avodas Hashem, that's why we're told, kavata itim latorah is one of the first questions and din that we will have after Me'ev Yesrim. Kavata itim latorah means set aside some time every day for Torah study. We already said at the beginning that Torah mevi'a lidei zehiros. You need Torah. You need Torah because when you're involved in Torah, you're not involved in worldly affairs. But also Torah provides a framework, the values, the inspiration, and the sense of right and wrong, the guidebook of right and wrong that you need to begin zehiros. Chamayma Rabbi Pinchas, Torah mevi'a lidei zehiros. V'zulas alegei lav klal, without Torah, you cannot attain zehiros. Chazal say, an Am Haaretz cannot be a chassid. A person, it's not because chassidus is not just about feelings, it's not just about singing, it's predicated on knowledge, which is one of the basic themes of his book. Lo Am Haaretz chassid. You have to be learned, you have to be immersed in Torah, understand Torah, in order to be a chassid. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah Hu Shebara Torah Tavlin Lo. He created Torah as an antidote, is usually how it's translated, or a spice, which is a better translation, because the Yetzirah is actually the root of creativity. It just needs to be channeled. And it's the Torah that tells you how to channel, how to utilize all your drives for Avodah Hashem. Chazal are telling us that the only refua for this Yetzirah, for this Maka, is Torah. It must be there is no other way to deal with the Yetzirah. And anybody who thinks he can be rescued from the Yetzirah without Torah, eino ela Torah, he is mistaken. Like he said before about other things, you may not recognize your mistake until the end when you die in a state of sin, but Chazal are telling us, Barasi Yetara, Barasi Lo Torah Avlan. We will continue wishing everybody a Gemar Chasima Tova, and we'll pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next week. Hope everybody has a meaningful fast, an easy fast, a successful Yom Kippur, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept everybody's tshuva shlema. We should all be written in the Sefer HaChaim for your good health, happiness, bracha, and hatzlacha.